Because, you know, you made a comment about we're salting our yards.
Right.
And this helps desalt them, or
it does.
Is that?
It does.
And it really worked. Because you can even see from my backyard, because you can only have a so high fence, and then you can see the other yard for the golf course, and it's like two different greens. You know, one lush and rich looking, and one still looks good, but not the same.
This year, we've had more rain, and everything looks better. But like you're saying, even good is better.
It is.
Over here, and, you know, it's all good. But
well, and that's why I told you, we started spraying. We did the roses with it. We just tried to spray by bushes, and like you said, it didn't hurt us. I thought, well, if it's this good on the grass, the dirt in there, if it helps loosen it up, it's got to be good for the shrubs.
Exactly. That's
so,
right.
So, anyway, so we use it. I'm just telling you, and it worked. It worked good.
Good.
So that's it. Okay, we've got the grass. Okay, let's say it actually starts getting cold, and we say, okay, the weatherman says, Tommy Scott, it's going to freeze in 2 days, and it should freeze for about a week. Is there anything we should be doing or putting on or
Let me tell you a story. One Christmas, we bought a whole bunch of different colors of Christmas lights. There was teal and purple and orange and all colors, pink and green, you know. And so I put them on different plants in the backyard. It's kind of fun, you know, just something different. And one of the plants was a dwarf peach tree, and I think I put green lights on it. And it grows about 5 or 6 feet tall and about 5 feet wide. And so, you know, I didn't get around to taking them off. Well, that February, they started blooming early. And then it was going to freeze. So I plugged the Christmas lights in. None of the blooms froze. So, guys, a set of Christmas lights is actually an indoor-outdoor heater. And if you had a last winter, the two or three nights, if you had some Christmas lights at the base of a hibiscus or a bougainvillea or geraniums, and you'd plugged them in those nights, I bet you they would have lived through the winter. Now, I don't know whether we don't know what the winter's going to be,
right.
But a lot of plants that are marginally hardy and palm trees, they just need a little extra warmth. That might be easier and less expensive than wrapping them with burlap if you're afraid it's going to, you know, all that kind of stuff. You've seen that done. So keep that in mind. That's a little trick.
Well, because, you know, if you have a well, we tell people get a light bulb and put the light bulb in there.
It's amazing what just one light bulb will
do. How much heat? Enough. I mean, it's not
just enough.
Heat, but just enough.
Just enough.
That's a great idea. Excuse me, and Christmas lights don't put off or don't waste hardly any electricity.
Where I put it, I say, I ask people if they've ever bought a 100 light strand of Christmas lights, and they all say, of course. And I say, you know what they're called when half of them don't work? I say, trash. You throw them out. I say, well, don't do that. That's your heater, your indoor, outdoor heater. So even if half of them work, they're still a good heater.
Hey, great idea. Because, Tommy, I tell a story on me. Last year, and I paid for it dearly. You know, it kind of got real nice for about a few days, and then it froze again.
Right.
So I put all the plants out because it was pretty. And then it froze back for like 2 days, and all of them died.
All right. This is interesting. Dew coming down on plants causes more freeze damage and frost damage than a dry plant. As a matter of fact, some of the cactus around Phoenix, where it gets just as cold, like those swallows, those big ones like in Snoopy.
Yeah.
They won't freeze in Phoenix, but they'll freeze here because of the moisture. If there's moisture on them, when it freezes, it'll kill them. So just putting anything, like a sheet or even a piece of plastic with no thermal qualities over a plant can keep it from freezing.
Because it keeps the dew off of it?
It keeps the dew off of it, yes.
But we're learning a lot of stuff here. Some good, good information. Okay, some ideas. If you do have like the ranch house, I'm going to bring it back up again. We just put two of those baskets on the chimney mount, which was on the side of the house. So you said, well, some kind of plant. What kind of plant? Let's say, because you're only there 4 or 5 days, so you're not there on a regular basis to water it. What would you recommend to put in something like that if you want it to look nice, but you know you're not going to be able to water it every day?
Well, if you're talking about from now on, first thing that comes to mind is asparagus fern. It's green. It's pretty darn tough, and it could last. Last year, they lasted all year, all through the winter. So, but most plants don't do well year round here. Obviously, you know, we're not in Florida, so there's a spring, summer, and then there's possibly a winter look. But yeah, there's nothing. You know, the pansies, the snaps, and cabbage and kale, they don't trail. So in a basket, there's really nothing except maybe asparagus fern. There's foxtail
cactus.
Ferns. Except you're looking up at it, so yeah. you're not seeing much.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
are sedums that trail, and they're evergreen, and so that's an idea.
Because what you said earlier, I just stuck in my head. I'm thinking out there, especially in West Texas, you know, they said mesquites would never make it. Well, they were wrong on that. And, you know, you think different plants, and you see grass growing everywhere, and we try in our yards, and it's so hard. But you look at different trees. We have our live oaks, and we try so hard to keep them just pretty, our fruit trees. And then you get a mesquite. I've cut them in half, and they just still come back. I don't know how. If we could figure out how to take their genes and put in some other plants, I think you'd be fabulous. I think you'd be a rich man.
Hey, you would. And that, you know what a chinaberry is?
Yes.
If somebody came up with a seedless chinaberry, they'd be a rich man. Because they're a beautiful tree, except
yes.
for all those berries that
yes,
crop.
Yes, they get everywhere.
So, yes.
Well, in the root system, too.
Well, they're just good.
Yeah.
Good roots.
Yeah.
But mesquites and the hackberries is another tree that comes up everywhere that the seeds germinate well. There's a product called triclopyr and remedy and
remedy
that kind of stuff. There is homeowner sizes that you can afford. So the remedy is about $100 a quart, I think.
Yeah, it is.
But it works sometimes.
No, if you got to get it right on there and
fresh
just
cut
yes,
do it.
Yeah,
is the best way to do it. Yeah.
So if you're doing a lot, I still think a mesquite. I think you just make it mad.
No, if you put the remedy, if you put the triclopyr on it,
triclopyr. I haven't heard of the triclopyr.
It's
same thing.
Yeah, because so if you come to olives, it's called brush and stump killer. The retail stuff is, but it's the same product, same chemical.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I do know this. If you cut, especially a mesquite tree, if you want rid of it, you better put something on it after you cut it,
right?
Because it'll bush back out and be even worse.
Right.
So we've learned quite a bit. We've got our tree stuff. What about trees? Trimming trees right
by
now?
By the way, in my experience, I tell people it takes 3 to 5 years for a tree in San Angelo, a newly planted tree, to get enough root system to be able to put enough leaves on up there to make a pretty healthy, strong tree. Okay?
Gotcha.
So 3 to 5 years is quite a while. Well, if you plant this fall, next spring is next year. So you lose a year if you wait till next spring. So fall is the best time to plant anything that's perennial and, you know, permanent. So you begin, you know, you've got through November probably to do it, but you need to, the worst thing you do is if you need a tree is and you can't decide which tree or where to put it, just do something.
Do something. Yeah. Folks, Tommy, I appreciate it. We had a great show, great information. Remember, you can go to sallison.com and re-listen to it if there's a part you want. Or I promise you can go down to Olives and talk to Tommy, and he'll help you face-to-face. Have a great week. We'll catch you next week.